Hello and welcome back to Module 4 of the Online Practitioner Certification Program for Feng Shui. I hope you're having a good time. I know we've had a lot of philosophy and a lot of background up until this point, but that is like the first slab on the pyramid of knowledge about Feng Shui. Once we ground ourselves and root ourselves in Chinese cosmology, then we will really be able to understand how the bricks and mortar fit together of this Feng Shui practice. One of the biggest tasks that the ancient Chinese shamans were assigned by the ruling emperor of the day was to make sure that the five elements were plentiful in the new location that they selected for their villagers to expand. Those five elements are water, wood, earth, fire, and metal. Now we've gained all of the cosmologic information and the philosophical. It is now time to deal with the tangible, to deal with the material world, just as the ancient shamans did, looking for balance and looking for prosperity for their people. So we too look how to bring in the natural elements for our well-being and our prosperity. Chinese belief purports that all five elements must be present in an environment in order for success and happiness to be experienced. The belief is that when these five elements are present together, that they somehow create and manifest harmony, particularly when they are in balance and because they are in balance. This is the second principle in Feng Shui practice. When all five elements are in balance in the environment, we experience harmony. As Feng Shui practitioners, we place items which represent the five elements into the environment intentionally, and thus we create the balance. Before we talk about that balance, let's learn what the five elements are and what they individually represent. Each element has a myriad of qualities that it brings to the party. It has a personality, an energy, a shape, a color, and a style. Each element also relates to a human sense: touch, taste, hearing, smell, and vision. The five elements are also represented through color or a color palette, as well as by the symbols or icons that represent it. And as with everything in Feng Shui, the five elements have yin and yang versions of themselves. Now don't let that confuse you. It all plays out when we get used to it a little bit. So let's take, for example, the water element. Now, water is spiritual in nature. There are many different types of water. For example, a roaring ocean is called yang water, and a placid pond is yin water. Each of the elements we study will have both yin and yang versions of themselves. This is important to understand so that you will know the different qualities that each element possesses in the different ways that it shows up in our environment. Since our earth is mostly water and feng shui is the management of wind over water, therefore water is a crucial element in our practice. Each element relates to one of the five senses. For water, it relates to the sense of hearing. And now we'll look at all the various qualities of the water element. The sense is hearing. The qi qualities are mystical, meditative, relaxed, calm, flowing, trusting the higher order, and synchronistic. Water takes the shape of its container. This is likened to our soul, which has no shape of its own, only the shape that our body gives it. And remember, water always seeks its lowest level. It will always travel down to the lowest point. The symbols of water are streams, rivers, pools, fountains, water features, reflective surfaces, cut crystal, mirror, and glass, or any art that depicts a waterscape, whether it's a furious ocean or a dripping tiny pond. The shapes of water are asymmetrical, flowing, free form, movement, and natural forms. The colors representing water are black, dark blue, charcoal gray, midnight blue, and indigo. If a person, place, or thing has too much water in it, you'll see that there is no structure. It is passive, inconsistent, and wishy-washy. If there is a lack of water in the environment, there will be anxiety, inability to handle stress, the need to dominate, a lack of flow, disconnection to spirit, dry and combustible. Moving on to the wood element. Wood is vision and intuition. The yang example would be a big, tall redwood tree. The yin example would be a flower. The sense, the human sense, is vision and seeing. You might recall from Norse mythology that Odin hung from a tree upside down in order to gain wisdom and insight. Wood is also represented by roots, like the dendrites in the body, and it represents expansion and growth. The chi qualities of wood are trust, openness, receptivity, inner guidance, progressive in thought and action, flexible, expansive, cooperative, and continual new growth. The symbols or the icons of wood are wooden furniture and accessories, wood floors, wood paneling, siding, roofing, decks, kitchen cabinets, wicker, bamboo, picture frames, indoor and outdoor plants, and they can be represented with silk or dried flowers. Any art depicting landscapes, gardens, plants, flowers, floral prints, upholstery, draperies, linens, natural fiber, hemp, flax, and even rayon. The shapes that represent wood are columns, tree trunks, beams, pedestals, poles, and stripes for that up and down effect. The colors come from the green and blue spectrum. Now, if there is an excess of wood in an environment, it's going to be overexpansive, overwhelming, and it's going to cause type A behavior. If there is a lack of wood in an environment, it's going to be like the bonsai, undergrown, with a lack of trust, skeptical, scientifically oriented, and stunted growth in all areas. Moving on to the fire element. Fire is emotional. The yang version is a blazing fire. The yin version is soft, like a candle flame. The sense is touch. It also affects digestion. The chi qualities are dynamic vitality, enthusiasm, excitement, decisiveness, assertiveness, creativity, originality, leadership, motivation, and emotional balance. Ancient fire ceremonies were initiations and included song fests as well as dinner. Gathering around a hearth is a long-honored tradition in every culture dating back to the caveman. Acupuncture is a form of fire because it involves touch. And a television is our current fire because that's what we sit around. Another chi quality is heat and movement. The symbols of fire is all lighting, electricity, oil, candles, sunlight, fireplaces. and things from animals, fur, leather, bone, feathers, wool, all pets, all wildlife, all people, and art depicting people, animals, fish, butterflies, angels, sunshine, light, fire, and the Buddha. A nice statue of Buddha is fire. The shapes are triangles, pyramids, cones, stars, and diamonds. The color is the red and the red spectrum. An excess of fire in an environment leads to aggression, anger, impatience, impulsivity, overambition, burnout, and crash. If there is a lack of fire, there's a lack of enthusiasm. It's lethargic, dull, cold, unmotivated, lackluster, and cool as a cucumber. The earth element. Earth is physical. The yang version is our entire planet, and the yin version is mother. The sense of earth is taste. And you can remember that easily because we mentioned before that the ancient feng shui masters and shamans tasted the soil to make sure that it could produce the crops to sustain the new village. The qi qualities are fertility, practicality, stability, sensuality, being grounded, and organized. The symbols are adobe, brick, tile, ceramics, earthenware, pottery, soil. Any art depicting landscapes, deserts, fields, meadows, or any grids are that of earth. The shapes are square, rectangles, long, and flat surfaces. The colors are yellow, all the yellows and the earth tones. If there is too much earth in an environment, the feeling will be overly disciplined, anal, too serious, and very conservative. If there is a lack of earth in the environment, it will feel spacey, ungrounded, disconnected. It will lack stability. It'll be shaky and barren. Moving on to the metal element. Metal is actually mental. The yang version is scaffolding or big expansive bridges. And the yin version of metal is a gemstone. The sense is smell. The human skeleton is metal because it is the epitome of strength and endurance. The qi qualities are mental clarity, determination, concentration, perseverance, wit, and being brilliant even during hardship or failure, connective, quick, networking, and communications. The symbols are all types of metals, stainless steel, copper, silver, gold, brass, iron, aluminum, pewter, all rocks and stones, marble, granite, flagstone, concrete, all natural crystals, rocks and gemstones, precious jewels. Minerals are archetypes. Any art depicting sculptures of metal or stone. The shapes are circles, ovals, and arches. The colors are white and light pastels. If there is an excess of metal in the environment, it will be rigid, unable to compromise, fixed, stuck, sharp-tongued, and isolated. If there is a lack of metal, you'll find weak, indecisive, procrastination, dull, cloudy, foggy, unclear, indeterminate, nonspecific, and spineless. Many of us Westerners ask why air isn't considered an element. Well, just as light isn't considered an element, air is also not considered an element. Light and darkness come from the cosmos, and they are products of our galaxy. You cannot contain them or control them. The same is for air. You cannot contain or control it. It just is. Air is part of the Earth's atmosphere and part of our cosmos. So it is not an element. It is just there. In addition to all of their other qualities, shapes, colors, weaknesses, and strengths, the five elements also have cycles. The first cycle we'll look at is the positive or the yang cycle of nurturing. If you place the five elements on a wheel, you could see by the arrows and the direction of flow the nourishing qualities of each element. The words support tell you that it is nourishing from one to the other element. You can see that the support is clockwise in direction. Wood supports fire in that it gives itself to the fire and burns. Fire creates and supports earth because it cleanses and purifies. Earth creates metal deep in the crust and in the mountains. Metal holds water and nurtures and feeds wood. Those cycles going clockwise are supportive, nurturing, creative, and enhancing. They help create the energy that propels the cycle of nature forward. Now, looking at the center or inside the graphic, you will see black lines pointing and crossing over each other. These lines represent the controlling nature of the elements. Wood controls earth because it can overtake it. It can grow over the earth and smother it. Fire controls metal because it can melt it. Earth controls water because it holds it and contains it as in a dam. Metal controls wood because it can cut it and sometimes outlast it. The cycles going counterclockwise are destructive, controlling, and oppressive. The cycles going counterclockwise are destructive, controlling, and oppressive, but not in a bad way. According to the principle of yin-yang, everything must be either created or controlled in order to keep the proper balance in nature. If one gets too aggressive or out of control, the others will become stifled and will perish. The second principle underlying all feng shui belief is that by imitating and reflecting the balance found in nature, we can attain harmony within our own lives and our environments. Whether we realize it or not, our home and environments are constantly either supporting or sapping our life energy. Making a few simple changes within the home can have an immediate and powerful effect, not only on our personal energy level, but also on the entire scope of our lives. A cure or a remedy simply means an actual addition, subtraction, adjustment, or correction that we make to our home or office space for the purpose of enhancing the flow of positive, nurturing energy within the environment and ultimately our life. And this, my dear friends, is precisely why we master these principles and balance our environments according to the natural order. It seems simple, and when you think about it, it really is. Some of the learning of this material can be a little complex. You don't have to memorize everything. That's why I've given you the handout, so you'll have a quick and easy way to double check the qualities and the colors and the shapes of each given element. As you become more familiar with them, it will be just automatic. But for now, just take a really deep breath and go back over this module if you need to, as many times as you want to really get this information solid in your mind and in your heart. Your homework for Module 4 is to, number one, show two examples of yang water and yin water. Show two examples of yang fire and yin fire. Show two examples of yang metal and yin metal, of yang wood and yin wood, and of yang earth and yin earth. You can show examples, you can draw them, you can take pictures off the internet, you can do whatever you'd like to do. I just want to be able to see that you know the difference between yin and yang as it shows up in these elements in our earth. Number two, you'll read pages 91 to 99 in Feng Shui the Easy Way. And then I'd like you to write 100 or 200 words on the second principle in Feng Shui practice, which is, when all five elements are in balance in the environment, we experience harmony. What does this mean to you and why? You have two videos, very fun videos to watch, that will even bring this home a little bit more for you. And when you've done all of that, please take the test for Module 4. And then we will move on to that magic 9-square Bagua. We'll move on to that in the next module. And then all of this will start to make a lot of sense for you. Thanks for being here, and thanks for committing to helping the world have a better balance, one home, one location, one office, one space at a time. You're doing a great job for the environment by learning these principles, and I just want to thank you very much for doing that and taking the time to make the world a better place.